Listen, if I'm watching something you watched already, you should watch something I watched already. You should watch A Ranking of King or Ranking of King. I've
already seen it.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, I've seen it already.
What's it about?
It's our show. Doing King stuff.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Herbal Synergies, the shop. I'm your host, Synergy. With me as always, Herbie.
Hello there, audience.
Quack, quack, hello, hello, horn, horn to you too.
Not quite, but yes, I am here, never fear.
How you doing, Herb?
Yeah, I'm all right, hanging in there, making it to do what it does. Nah, I mean...
Somewhat.
Yeah,
what
somewhat.
Does it make you do?
I don't know, dog. I just be chilling, man. Shoot. Yeah.
Why are you chilling? You want to look down and see if you got a flavor this week, big dog?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with my boy Jinwoo.
Yes, I agree.
The fight. Yeah, it wasn't bad. Also, I started another. I think they're like graphic novel series. My Vampire Sisters pretty decent. I like it.
My Vampire Sister?
System, yeah.
Oh. I think I've heard of that one.
Yeah, it's essentially it's like solo leveling, but it's a different system and like stuff he has to do is different, and yeah. It's similar enough to solo, but very different.
Hmm.
Yeah, so I was like, yeah, I'm like 140 in. The stuff's only like, I think, 7 minutes a chapter or whatever.
So, are you listening to it?
Yeah, it's they do it with someone reads it, then they do it with photos on it.
Mm.
So it's kind of like watching manga and reading at the same time.
Damn. I usually listen to my audiobooks when I'm in the car.
Yeah. Because I was like, oh, because it was what I sent you in the group chat about the Vampire High. I was like, let me check this out because I ran out of books.
Mm.
So I was like, let me check it out and see what it's about. But yeah, I still don't know what's going on with the one kid. I'm like, what's this deal? I need to know. So they still haven't talked about it. And it's like 120 in. I'm like, damn, when are they going to get to it? But yeah, what's your flavor? The fight in solo?
Yeah, with the people.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the music selection as well.
I don't listen to music, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just be all about the fights. Nah, I mean, fight them up. Fight them dead. Kill them up.
Do you still just have Assassin Classroom of the Elite?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so I'll start it off with... I'm gonna recap to your eternity to the best of my ability, because it's been a while since I watched the first three episodes, but I got it up in front of me here. I'm just gonna skim through. I do remember a lot of... It. So, like, in episode one, this kind of light thing took over a wolf's body, or a dog's body. Would you say that was a dog or a wolf?
It started off as a stone.
It did start off a stone.
Yeah, but then it took off like a wolf's body.
It was a wolf, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then the wolf... was taken care of by the boy, and the boy just stood there when everyone else left, but he just stood there until he didn't want to stay there anymore. He wanted to travel to another village, so he took the wolf on a journey with him. Unfortunately, during the journey, the boy got sick, and he couldn't make it. He found what looked like graves of people. Like, the thing he was looking for all along was hopeless. So he ended up going back home with the dog, but he got really sick and ended up dying. So the dog, it was a stone, and then became like a wolf or a dog, turned into him. And the thing about this creature is, it's not that it's immortal. It's just, it can heal over time from everything. So we go into episode 2 of Rambunctious Girl. And the wolf who turned into a boy was traveling and dying and dying and dying. But each time he died, he got back up faster and faster. But he kept traveling and dying. We end up getting to see... Hold on, why don't I have subtitles? I don't have subtitles. So I don't know I don't know the name of these people. Do you know the name of the little girl?
I forget her name, but you keep talking.
I'll get it, or you'll find it. But we meet the little girl and her sister. Well, the problem with the little girl is she was being sacrificed to a deity or something. And in the midst of the sacrifice, I guess her sister or something tried to free her or tried to help her save her, and the little girl escaped. She fell down this hill into this lake, running away from thing where she found our boy that was a wolf, that was a rock, laying in the puddle dead. But like, she picked up his eyeball, and it just went back to him. He got up. He looked like a freaking zombie, but he gets up. He gets up. He just puts himself back together. He regenerates. The two people who are chasing the girl like walk in and see the scene of the thing coming back to life.
Yeah, the reincarnation almost, I guess. Mm-hmm. One would say.
She decides to stick with him, and she's hungry, so she grabs a fruit. She gives one to him, and then like for the next for the rest of the episode, it's just her grabbing fruit and him just taking it from her the entire time. See, he's a savage. He doesn't know any better. He was a rock. Then he was a dog. All he knows is he's hungry and he wants to eat. Which, I mean, he wasn't good at climbing, so I don't know why you didn't just eat your fruit while you were up there on the tree.
Yeah, the little girl's name is March.
March, okay, yes. So, March, after a long day of getting her fruit stolen, he finally fell asleep, so she got to eat some. So when she falls asleep, she has a dream about a monster bear eating the baby, eating the child, and like her parents giving her up. And it was a kind of a dark dream. They wake up, and I think she tries to go her own separate way, but like he's following her because he fed her, and that's, I guess, part of his instincts for survival. He now equates her with food.
Yeah. She also said something about, was it this one or something? Said something about mama.
Mm-hmm.
So
she did mention something. Yeah. Yep. And then we go into episode 3, A Small Evolution, where, he's still following her, and she's kind of just accepted it. She's like, trying to care for him. She's feeding him, and the girl that tried to save March, got,
Corona.
Yeah, she got captured. And while they're trying to find March, well, this giant freaking monster bear that looked like it had its eyes gouged out, bleeding from its eyes, shows up. So
the Onigashima.
it made light work of homegirl. March is, I don't know what the hell March is eating in this scene, but they're, that's, I think that's who they were sacrificing to. I think
March, yeah, Oniguma. Yeah. Yeah, that's what they're supposed to be doing to keep him away from the village, which is total poor shit, thanks for lack of a better word.
March eventually got found, so she got put on the sacrificial altar. And what'd you say the older girl's name was?
Harona.
Harona found March, was trying to free her, and the bear is approaching at this point, but again, since I guess this creature associates March with food, he comes in and starts like trying to protect her, and he's like getting torn up by this thing, but he's also healing at the same time, but he can't do anything in his human form. So I think he, yeah, whether it's instinctual or deliberately, he transformed into a wolf again and was, for a second during the fight while he was latching onto the bear, I thought he was going to transform into a bear.
Yeah.
Because, like, it did something with his fur, but, like, no, he just bit his face and, like, the bear kept, like, clawing away at its skin, but, like, he kept regenerating faster than the bear can, I guess, get him off. And did he defeat the bear? It looks like he defeated the bear. Yeah, he defeated the bear just from outlasting it. And March gave him a fruit.
Yeah.
So now I have to watch episode 4, and then we can talk about episode 4 next week.
I'll say, how bad did the first episode be? Like, dang, that's real messed up when homeboy died. Like, I was like,
I wanted to know where he was getting his food from. It was just, bro, you are surviving on almost ice nothing. Fishing. Yeah, there's like no one there. I don't know. You had no real. It sucks that he found nothing. He went all that way and found nothing. Like, I can understand him dying from like being sick, but he accomplished nothing and then died. He could have at least gave him like some. He made it and then died. Yeah, I don't know, but I mean, people would have questioned the wolf turning into him if he died there, I guess, but I was like, damn.
Yeah, like, I was like, they did all that way to look for his everyone that left him, and then he got there, they're like, oh, turn around. I'm like, dang. And then once he got on the little boat and hurt his leg, I was like, ooh, I said, you gotta clean that up, my guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't clean up well enough, and I was like, oof, he's dead. And he died. It was so sad. I was like, ugh.
What was weird was the wolf seemed like it was sympathizing for the boy, like had sympathy, and like genuinely felt bad for him, but did not give a rat's ass about that girl eating.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It Fushi is complex in his emotions because they explain kind of what he is later on.
Is that his name, Fushi?
Yeah. Like, just what his being is, what his actual role is, and everything. But like, it's a very gripping tale. I was like, oh man, I was like, I gotta see what happened next. And very, very, very sad. You haven't even got to the sad parts yet.
Oh boy.
Yeah, other than the first one, I was like, man, this is kind of sad. And I was like, I gotta keep watching. He died, and I was like, oh man, he was just so sad and alone. Like, come on, boy. Like, you know what? You like this food, boy. And yeah, like, you just sad and alone. I was like, oh my goodness, Fushi. Well, his name wasn't Fushi because he didn't get a name until the girl told him a name. Decided to name Fushi because Fushi means like immortal, like in their language, or like regenerative or something, like one of the gods. And so I was like, Fushi. But yeah, so it all, it was sad. Very, very sad. But, you know.
Fushi!
You gotta get over it. Oh. Yeah. It gets sadder and sadder, man.
Listen, if I'm watching something you watched already, you should watch something I watched already. You should watch A Ranking of King. Or Ranking of King. I've
already seen it.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, I've seen it already.
What's it about?
It's our show. Doing King stuff.
Nah, you ain't seen it.
Yeah, real, real King stuff. Oh. But yeah, so, but yeah. You could watch a whole bunch of episodes at once, man. You do a little recap because it's like it's one of those ones where you're like, dang, what? I gotta see what happens next.
Well, I finished Vinland Saga season two, so I can watch more than one episode at a time, and we just straight up talk about it. It's difficult because the most time I have to watch something is on the weekend. But at the same time, the weekend is so far from recording day, I won't remember it well enough, and I don't take good enough notes. So, I mean, but I will. If this new method actually works out, then I'll remember just enough to, like, skim by it with the video on mute and just fast-forwarding and, like, recalling the episode. So, I'll try it.
Yeah.
If I can manage to do that, then we can... Maybe start getting some. We can get like some series done a little quicker. Ones that have like a couple episodes out.
Maybe.
Possibly.
But yeah. Yeah. I was like, no. All of this. This is what happens. I was like, why'd they do that? Yeah. But continue. We're gonna do Classroom of the Elite.
Classroom.
Season. 3, episode 3. We never forget what we endeavor to forget. So, let's see. So, the current president is chilling in the room where the council room is, and the woman comes in. I forget her name, but she comes in and he's like, what's the purpose of this room? Like, you know, the student council is wherever I am. And I'm like, oh, he's got a point, I guess. So she's talking and she's like, yeah, I want to take down Ichinose. And I'm like, ooh, she's a villain. I think she's going to be the new villain that happens.
The girl with the walking stick?
Yeah. Because
it's pointing towards her in the opening. The opening.
Yeah, because they kind of did it before where she something happened at the end of season two, and I was like, ooh, that's kind of villainous behavior. And yeah, so Nagamo's like, he's like, oh, I wish you wouldn't do that because I was thinking about keeping her around for a plaything. And so it happens. So then some girl comes to the classroom. I think it's the same girl. Saki Anji asked for Horiki Yamamuchi. And I'm like, oh, man. What does she possibly want with him? But a little before that, Hirozawa has broken up with her dud boyfriend. And everyone's gossiping and talking about it. And they're like, oh, man, like, he broke up with you and this, that, and the other. And so I was gossiping. Like, oh, you need a shoulder to cry on, you know, the usual stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so Kane woman comes in and she's like, hey, I want to talk to you. And so he goes out. They start talking. But Hirokita was like, hey, I don't think you should do it. It's a trap. And he's like, oh, why can't a pretty woman just like me? Da, da, da. I was like, no, bro. You smart enough to know that looks like a trap, smells like a trap, because she ain't never talked to you a day in a life. She ain't even looked your way before. And you talk about some, oh, she could just like, no, bro. You got to know when someone wants you, when they're not in your league, my guy.
Called himself the secret, what the... the secret weapon of Class C?
Yeah, Class C, because they're not D-class anymore. I was like, no, my guy, you're just being foolish. But hey, you keep on. So then Ayana Koji, he gets a message to meet. And there's this girl named Machan, and she talks about Harada, and she's like, hey, I like him, he's cool, do you think I have a chance? And Ayana Koji's like, I really don't want to be dealing with this stuff like this. But he's like, yeah, sure. And so it gets talking, and I thought this was smooth right here. Another girl comes up and is like, hey, what do you guys talk about? He's like, oh, I'm planning a trip to China, so I asked Mi-chan for the best things to do in the sights. I was like, ooh, that's smooth. Real smooth.
It was so smooth, the girl he was talking to was like, yo, how'd you know it's from China? Or something.
She's
like that.
What? Yeah, she's like, what? Huh? How did you do that? Yeah. Real smooth. I was like, oof, buddy.
Good like that, bruh.
Yeah, he probably had that like in his repertoire back pocket where he was thinking about it. And so then let's see. Yeah, so then he goes to talk to Horikita. And they talk about the rumors for Ichinose, and she's like, we gotta do something. Like, yeah, let's talk to her, because these are spreading rumors that's not true. And so they go out to meet with Ichinose, and they start talking, and then they're like, yeah, Sakanagi, she tries to, she's spreading these rumors about you. We think it's her, and da, da, da. She's like, Ichinose is like, no, we're not doing anything. The best thing to do is not talk about it or give these any credence. And I'm like, you're not going to fight back? And so it happens. And Ayana Koji had spoken to Horikita before. I was like, hey, I don't think we should interfere with their classes. It's going to pay the target on our back. And Ichinose later, she's like, hey, thank you, but I've seen enough. I'm heading out. I don't need your help. Sorry. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye-bye.
So Horikita and Ayana Koji, they're shooting the breeze. He's like, yeah, like I said before, let's stay out of it. And then Horikita, she presents all the reasons why they should. Like, yeah, we could. It's 2-1. We could take out someone. And she's like, it's just going to put a target on our back. And she's like, what benefits will we use when we can stay out of the limelight? We don't have to fight anybody or worry about our class. And she's like, you're so cold and heartless. And he's like, you knew this. I was like, oh, yeah, my buddy. So he's like, yeah, I'm going to head out. And so he walks out, and Ichinose has stuck around to talk to Ayana Koji. She's like, oh, I'm sorry if I caused you so much trouble and this, that, and the other. Like, I just hate to cause anyone any trouble. And she's like, okay, bye, thanks. And she leaves. And Ayana Koji gets a phone call. And he gets a mysterious phone call on his phone. He's like, Ayana Koji. And then hangs up. And I'm like, oh, okay. That's weird. He's like, huh. So they're making their move. And so the next day, school, everyone gets a message saying that Ichinose is a certified criminal that can be verified. And I'm like, oh, okay. I wonder what crime she did. And so the day continues, and Masumi Komodo comes to Ayana Koji's room, and it's like, oh, I need to talk to you. And he's like, oh, what for? He's like, oh, she just like kind of comes in this room, barges in. I'm like, oh, okay. I would not be caught with another woman by myself. Because the last time we did that with Kurizawa, no, not Kurizawa, the blonde-headed girl, the other one, I forget her name.
The one that, like, wants to get rid of, really both of them, but she can't do anything about Ayana Koji right now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I didn't think he was going to let her in.
Kushida, yeah, Kushida. And so, it was, so she starts talking, like, can I get you coffee or tea? She's like, oh, hot cocoa. He's like, what kind of pain does that? I give her two choices. She wants to do a third. I'm like, yeah, you're right.
I think he was actually... Well, hold on. Are you watching... No, you're not watching in English, are you?
Yeah, I am.
You're watching in English?
Yep.
Oh, the translation's messed up.
Is it messed up?
Yeah, because in sub, what he said was, I gave her two options and she found a third one. He almost sounded like he was impressed.
Well, that's what essentially the same thing I said, but I said it in a different way.
Oh, okay. It sounded like he was bothered. My bad.
Yeah. He was like, yeah, I gave her two options, but she picked a third one? You know, like, yeah. So that happens. She's like, yeah, I know the secret about Ichinose. Like, we share the same thing. And she's like, Tsukunagi knows the secret. And so she recounts her story. It turns out they're shoplifters. And so that she's essentially Tsukunagi's underling. But she's only that way because she's being blackmailed into it. Which, you always have a choice. You could just went to jail. You had to do that. So that happens. And she, oh, prove it. So she goes, she shoplifts some alcohol. And so he like takes a photo and then tosses her back to can. He's like, yeah, get out of here. And then he receives a call from Hirokita's elder brother. And he tells Ayana Koji that Kushida made contact with Manami Nagamo, which is the other villain of this season. So yeah.
What's a good one? Juicy.
I'm like, what's going to happen next? I got snow. Who knows? See you, Skitty.
Classroom Elite is good because it doesn't matter how unactiony it is. You're just waiting to see how Ayana Koji is just like fucking 3,000% IQ.
Head.
Like, comes ahead of everyone.
Yeah, I'm like, how did you even realize that was an option or that was going to happen? Or you figured it out?
My man, what school did you go to?
Yeah, I feel like he was homeschool.
You know that kingdom in Black Clover where like it's survival of the fittest and you have to kill your friends and things like that? I think it's the Diamond Kingdom or something. Ayana Koji would have survived.
Excelled.
He would have survived. He would have been the survivor.
Yeah. He's a good one.
Shall we get into some solo leveling?
Yeah, we can get into that.
Episode 6, The Real Hunt Begins. So we start off the episode, Dong Sung Hwag, or whatever his name is, Dong Suk, they trapped Jinu and Jinho in the room to fend for themselves, and they were discussing with him, like, was it necessary to do that, and it's like, idiot, if the boss wakes up and we're in there, we won't be able to mine the mono crystals. At least if he eats them, it might go back to sleep. Which, assuming it goes back to sleep, would be like a very bold assumption, right? Because it's just, it ate almost everything in that, well, half of the things in that dungeon, and you just left two people for it to eat and go back to sleep. I don't know. But,
I mean, it did eat a whole lot of things before.
So it might still be stuff, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
So Jinho's saying, like, get back, I'll protect you. And, like, Jinho's like, nah, I got this. And Jinho was like, you gonna take that thing on by yourself? And Jinho's like, it is strong. Costco's probably a D rank. And the golem was probably a lower D rank. This is a C rank boss, but I've been leveling up, so it's worth a shot. So he starts fighting the thing, but he quickly realizes that the exoskeleton is way too hard for him to actually do anything against. We get a scene with the president of the association and manager Wu. Jinu. Jinnu is still going toe-to-toe with the spider, but he's not really doing any damage. And he realizes that, like, that thing can probably take him out in one hit if it hits him wrong. But at this point, Jinho is realizing that Jinnu is way better than E rank. He must be a false ranker, and it's commonly known that false rankers are people who enjoy murdering other hunters
and torturing.
Yeah. And
craziness.
Jinnu is starting to get fatigued, and like he wants to apply the effects of the daggers, but he can't get to the. He doesn't have a weak spot, so he scans the spider and realizes that the eyes are the weak spot. Once he like settles with the idea of attacking, the spider spits out acid at him. So Jinnu decided to use dash to get closer to the spider, and he gets to the spider in a blink of an eye and attacks his eye, but it needed more damage. He actually missed the eye, but he did do some damage. So he realized one hit wasn't going to cut it, so he went attacking again and again and again. And what happens, as soon as his stamina, his fatigue reached, like, I think 70? Yeah, 70. He slowed down, and the spider attacked him and sent him flying to the ground, where it was ready to deliver a final blow. But at the very last second, he used his reward that he never accepted before the raid and did a full recovery. And then he just dashed towards the spider's eye and stabbed it 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 until it died. Which,
mutilation.
If you go by a game sense, in theory that would work in game logic, just repeatedly attacking one spot. If that was like a actual spider, I don't think stabbing the one eye repeatedly would have killed it.
I mean, if each time you kept stabbing it and you get closer and closer to the brainstem.
Maybe. Well, a spider that big, maybe not with that dagger.
Well, also, he was getting the debuffs of paralyze and drain.
Yeah. So he kills the spider, and he leveled up 3, maybe 4 times. He goes to collect this loot, and that's when Dongsuk and his crew... Actually, Jinho was, like, being super, super friendly and paranoid and cautious. And it's like, oh, boss, let me do this for you. Here's some water. Let me start mining the monocrystals. And that's when Dongsuk's crew hopped in. Now, before we get to see that unfold, we got to see a little bit of Gunhwei Ko and Manager Wu trading. And it was nice to see. But the only issue, not really issue, but the only thing that was different from this that was from the novel was in the training scene, Manager Wu says that President Gunhwei Ko hasn't lost a step, even though he's retired. When in actuality, he never retired as an S-rank hunter because he never was an active S-rank hunter. He was already sick when he got his powers and decided to fund the association with his money so that he can find a way to help hunters and blah blah blah. So, like, again, minor detail, doesn't matter, it won't affect the story in the least, but it was something that was changed. So we go back to Dongsuk and his crew going into the running into Jinho and Jinnu and find out that he killed the spider, and they thought that like the it was just big as hell and weak for whatever reason. So Dongsuk tells Jinho, like, hey, we did some research on you, we're guessing your dad is the head of Yujin Construction, so we're gonna need you to kill Jinnu and become our accomplice if you want to live. After a little hesitation, Jinho took a defensive stance in front of Jinu and decided to take his side. Probably because Jinu's already instilled fear into Jinho.
He's seeing that man slaughter a thing that was two levels above him.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
And Jinho's a good guy, so like he probably doesn't want to betray someone who just saved him. At this point, Jinho gets a message that like six people are trying to kill him. He has to kill them. And while he's distracted, the mage guy sends a fireball at him, which happens a little differently in the manga and the novel. It was kind of they were
talking.
Yeah.
I don't recall.
So in the manga and the novel, Jinu wasn't distracted. Donsu told the guy to take him out, and I don't know why he didn't dodge it, but Jinu did get hit with a fireball, but it didn't catch him by surprise in the... It shouldn't have caught him by surprise in the manga and the novel. So it's just a slight difference. The fireball sends him flying into some rubble, and Jinho starts crying and mourning him. Some girls meet up from who were friends and became hunters, and they're talking about the guilds they ended up in and how they're in the big leads now, and how Hunter Cha is amazing. She took down an A-rank beast that they were struggling against. After they're done with the conversation, we go back to the fight, and they're saying that Jinu's dead, you gotta become her accomplice, blah blah blah. And Jinu's just, he's laying there and thinking to himself, like, how could you forget how these dungeons are, how it's survival of the fittest, how people will take from you if you're weak. And I think you visually see the part of him that like accepts this is something necessary, that this is something he has to do. The system is asking him to kill people. The people that they're asking him to kill wants to kill him. He needs to survive. So if it's between them or him, he's going to pick him. So that's when he gets up and he's saying, if you guys are hunters, then you're prepared to be hunted yourselves, aren't you? They don't take him seriously as the world's weakest hunter. So one of the guys tries to like put him in a headlock, but they can't move him. And Jinwoo just spawns his dagger and cuts off his head. What's up?
I don't think he tried to put him in a headlock. I think he just put his arm around him and was like, hey, buddy, you know, and then he just was like...
He did, yeah, in anime, that's what happened. But in the manga, yeah. I like the headlock one better. That's the one
You got it going by what we see.
So he just puts his arm around him and... Boom, takes out the dagger and just cuts his head off.
It's like, where was he hiding that?
And then they get into battle formation. They start attacking. He's dodging. Cut the one dude in the shoulder or like the neck area, and stabbed the one dude and like maybe the gut, and like paralysis and bleed got applied to both of them. He then took out the sniper. Killed the magician, and then all that was left was Dongsuk, who mistakenly thought just because he was fast, that was his attribute. So he activated reinforcement, and because he thought his skin was harder than steel, that he wouldn't be able to stab him. And since he's so confident in his strength, he figured it'd be an easy matchup. But unfortunately, Jinu just went to his face and said, like, "You, Mr. Huang, you're strong." And just smashed him into the ground. But I got some bad news for you. I've been leveling up this whole time.
You have leveled up. You have leveled up.
So then Mr. Huang, with shock, just starts begging to stay alive. And when he realized it's not going... getting through to Jinu, because Jinu said, three times you tried to kill me and you want me to spare you. Dongsu lost patience and started screaming, "Do you even know who my brother?" And but before he could finish the sentence, boom, got his head cut off. So, Jin-ho threw up from the sight. The dungeon started collapsing, and once they got out, because people died, they had to get investigated, which I don't think was explained, but that's why they were being investigated. And the lady figured because Jin-ho had such expensive gear that he most likely took care of the boss, and since Jin-ho was so weak, he probably hid in a corner somewhere. And that was case closed. It starts raining, and Jin-ho's just staring at the sky and thinks to himself he's glad he gave his sister an umbrella, and we get to see Dong-suk's brother up in America, which I don't, unless they're following the manhwa and not the novel, I don't think we'll see him again this season.
Probably not.
But we might, since they showed him, so they might be following the manga.
Yeah, only time will tell. But yeah, I thought it was fit into how Jinwoo was like, "Oh, the system's using me," because he said, "If I don't do it, my heart will stop beating." And then it's like, "Well, I guess I'll use the system too."
Mm-hmm.
Mwahaha.
I get to kill.
Yeah. Mm. But yeah. It was good. Yeah, nice episode. Got the flavor of the week aronies. And then, I guess we do a little bit of the Jujutsu. Not much there. Yuta's still fighting. They're doing... Well, we find out Yuta's domain gives him swords where he can use different curse techniques from which he's encountered, I think. And so he just, and there are all these curse techniques. He's wearing Sukuna down. Yuji's whittling down his energy. And at the end, Yuta hit Sukuna with a cleave. And Sukuna's like, "Wait, that's my technique." So I was like, "Oh, man." Yeah.
That's good my stuff. Technique. That's a cool domain, though. Just because he's like a copycat, then his domain expansion is just all of them. And yeah. It, that would be OP, more OP than it is, but like the downside is he doesn't know which ability he's using until he grabs a sword.
Yeah, I was going to say that. So he just picks one up and he's like, "Oh, this ability."
Yeah, but he's like versatile enough that I think he can make it work.
Yeah, because once he picks it up, he knows which one it is. He's like, "Oh, I could use this one this kind of way and that kind of way."
And then, like, and also, even though he can't plan ahead, the person he's fighting can't plan for any of it. That's a really cool domain expansion.
Plus, he has Rika to buy time, too. So it's like...
Yeah, and even if the ability is useless in a situation, he still has a sword.
Yeah. Which, he said something about all of his conditions being met to use one of the abilities. "Oh, all my conditions are met now." And I was like, "What conditions?" So I had to see what goes on there.
Yes, sir. Do you have anything else you'd like to talk about, Irby?
No, you haven't did Goblin Slayer, so.
No, I have not. Have not done Goblin Slayer. I'm on like episode 2, maybe.
Yeah. And then, it's just my vampire system.
Maybe I'll binge Goblin Slayer next. I binged Vinland Saga. Goblin Slayer should just be like 12 episodes. Vinland Saga was 24.
Yeah, it's 13 episodes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, maybe I'll do that next. All right, guys, that's going to do it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed, like, comment, subscribe, and we'll catch you next time. Peace!
Peace.